You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning. It is Friday, the 21st day of November of 2025. 27 degrees here in downtown Wausau under mostly clear skies. We are located at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, it is Friday. Yep, we made it to the end of another work week. It's great to look forward to the weekend. Coming up here today on the program in about half an hour at 7:22, we will look ahead to the Wisconsin sports weekend. We'll be joined by Paul Micklick. We'll talk about the Packers getting set for the Minnesota Vikings coming into town this week. It's been a big struggle this season for Minnesota. It's almost a must win for the Vikings if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. Packers, of course, had that comeback win against New York last week against the Giants. Still a few struggles out there. They're banged up. Tucker Kraft out for the year, and Josh Jacobs hurting. So we'll talk about what's going on with the Green Bay Packers with Paul Micklick. Badgers taking on their former coach, Brett Bielema, and Illinois this weekend as well. So lots to talk about with the weekend sports with Paul Micklick coming up at 7:22. Meantime, across the way, it is Mr. Ian Welsh, and we will have Ian later in the show at the end of our final 8:22 segment with the number of the day quiz, and it is a must-win situation for Ian because he is 1-for-4 so far this week, and the minimum that we look for is 2 out of 5. Because that is a passing grade. Because the way we do it, in case you wonder what is the whole point here? Well, number one, it's just to have a little fun at the end of the program. But number two, to give him a little bit of a test here. And you get three choices. We have a subject and one, you know, based what the number is. So subject matter. Mm-hmm. And then we give you three choices. And so there's one that's correct and two that are incorrect. So based on the math, 1 out of 3, 33%. So anything above 33%, he is able to say that it's a passing grade. And then we take it up a notch for every correct answer. 3 out of 5 is more right than wrong, so that's a winning week. 4 out of 5 we consider an A grade, and then, of course, 5 out of 5, which does not happen very often.
No, not too often.
Gold star, perfect week. But this week it's 1 out of 4, so you do have some work to do today.
I do. It's a lot of pressure.
And, of course, next week it's going to be a short week because we have Thanksgiving coming up.
That's right.
So you're going to have to be even better next week because we're only going to have four chances. So you're exactly right. So it's the challenge will be even greater. But here today, you better be ready to roll in our final segment.
Although it has been proven, I do a well under pressure because sometimes – when I'm close to a losing week, I'm able to pull off that necessary win and get a passing grade. So maybe it'll happen again. And maybe if I only have 4 days next week, I'll be able to focus more and actually get a perfect week, a 4 out of 4, which, it's not really a perfect week, but it's pretty close.
No, yeah. No,
like you said, it's just for the fun of it. Cause
these are fun questions,
different categories. And if nothing else, at least you learn something out of it.
Exactly. So, again, that will be coming up at the end of the day.
Yes.
I saw in the Wausau Daily Herald a nice little write-up on our friend Rob Hughes. Of course, we've had Rob on a few times talking about WASA Area Food for Hope.
Yeah.
And the Herald had a write-up, so check out wasadailyherald.com talking about, as we come up on Thanksgiving, and what Rob and WASA Area Food for Hope is doing. Rob has raised more than $106,000over the past 9 years, providing more than 5,500 hams and turkeys to families in need. And he's going to be doing it again here for this Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. with donations going directly to purchasing the holiday items for families in the WASA School District, also D.C. Everest, Bozeny, Newman Catholic, Edgar. I mean, it is really a wonderful thing to do at Thanksgiving. But the thing that we touched on with Rob last week when he was on the program is that they're still short of the donation goal, because he's bought all the turkeys, he's bought all the hams, but we don't want it to be a case where Rob is short of his ultimate goal.
No.
So right now, Rob is about $3,000 shy of his $23,000 goal for this year. So if you have an opportunity, please, and we talked about this, Rob is not looking for those big donations. He actually gets a bigger kick out of the small donations.
That's right.
And so I'm challenging everybody out there listening right now that if you have an opportunity to make a small donation to this wonderful cause, this wonderful charity, do so. You can search Google, go WASA Area Food for Hope, WASA Area Food for Hope. Then you'll find, be able to click on their site, and there's different ways. You can send a check in. You can pay by PayPal or Venmo. It's all there on the website. But if you're able to, please, please do so and give to those in need this holiday season.
Absolutely.
Coming up on 7 o'clock, we have a top-of-the-hour news update coming up, and then we will be back with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at 7:06, and we'll be back at 7:22 with our WXCO Morning Report, and be joined by Paul Mickling. Good Friday morning from Ian and from myself and from 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes. It is Friday, so that means it's time. Well, actually, last week we didn't do it because I was gone. So
you're on vacay.
Well, right. I think I would do that again next week and the week after. And the week after. I'm getting old. I'm actually looking forward. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to work till the day I die. No. Well, we'll see what happens. But Paul Mickling back with us here, talk Wisconsin sports. I was going to talk about Packers. Let's talk about the Bucks first, because they've had so many tough losses so far. They played 16 games now. They're 8-8. They've had to battle now a little bit without Giannis. This year, the thing that I'll throw this out there and you can respond. The last couple of years, the Bucks would have these inexplicable 35-point losses to teams like Charlotte. I mean, they'd be nice. They just would not show up. I think they've shown up pretty much every night. The only game that I can recall that they had a real tough go of it was the second of the back-to-back against Toronto.
Actually, all of them. The Charlotte one, too, was not pretty – that wasn't close
either.
You're right.
That was I didn't see it because I was down at Chicago that night.
And actually, the L.A. game wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
They're having problems with the back-to-back.
But – they've had so many. I mean, even earlier this week, the second time this year, they've gone to Cleveland and they battled. I mean, they were there pretty much the whole game and then kind of faded late. I have Peacock, so I was able to watch the game because that was.
It took me a while, but I did find it, but I chose to not find it, if that makes any sense.
I have Peacock, so I saw the game. But they've had a number of those kind of games where, you know, they fought. They're 8-8, and this is not a case. I guess the point I'm making is, I just don't think they're more than about a 44-38 team this year, even with Giannis. It's going to take a real special effort for them to be beyond that. How do you think about that? Because I think Doc is doing fine this year. I'm actually more. I think Rivers has actually done a better job with this group than he did with the groups the last couple of years. I think these guys are giving everything that they have every night. I just think, and you got some better teams now. I mean, you see Detroit is so much better than they've been. I think Chicago is even a better team. I mean, the competition in the East is really stiff right now. I think it's stiffer in the East than it's been in a number of years.
I think it's they're all better. I don't think there's a dominant team, though. I mean, Detroit's not dominant. That's not, I mean, if that's the dominant team of the East, which, if you look at the standings, they are the dominant team. That's not the Boston of 4 or 5 years ago or 3 years ago but or 2 years ago.
The Bucks are not close to being a dominant team, though.
No, I'm not saying they are. I'm my point is I don't think there is a dominant team
but
right
where
now.
But where do the Bucks fit in all this?
And if that's where I was going with it, that's where I was going with
well,
it.
Get
is,
with it in preambles here.
A 44-38 record, if they could even get to that, hopefully.
I think they will.
That might be able to get them because they have Giannis, they could maybe win some of those games.
Oh, yeah.
In the playoffs, I'm saying. It's like, because I don't think there's, you tell me who is, you tell me Detroit's dominant? I don't think
I'm
they're
not
dominant.
They're dominant.
No, I'm just asking, in general, I'm just saying this.
I think they're better than the Bucks are.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But do they have a better player than the Bucks?
Well, no, but
you know what I'm getting at? That's what I'm trying to get at.
I know what you're getting
that
at, but
they could make a run with it.
It would have to be a run against probably four teams because at this point, they're going to have to win at least one play-in game. I mean, they're 11th right now. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
that's
I mean,
if they, they, I said they, that's if they get to 44-38.
I mean, right now they're out. Literally, they would not be in the play-in right now. I mean, that shows again that there's a lot. I think
balance. Not, I still
I
think.
I think they're good teams. I do think they're good teams. I don't think, but I again, the we're partial.
But are the Bucks a good team? Are the Bucks a good team?
I think the Bucks are a good
team.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. Like,
you're saying they're not a great team. I mean, you know, Jordan Bulls, Kobe Lakers, yeah, I know what you're
Boston's
saying.
Boston's not as, without Tatum, I mean, they're right, not right. as the same thing, and they lost a couple other guys. And and even Philadelphia last night, they didn't have.
That's the only reason last night's game kind of stings a little bit. Maxie just had to, he literally put the
team on.
Last night, the difference was, normally the Bucks have the best player. Philly had the best.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what the NBA is a lot of the times. And as great as Giannis is, and couple times there's a game that he didn't finish. They really don't have a complete
Cleveland.
Finisher. Damian Lillard, when he got to the foul line, he was a finisher. Yeah, they always had finishers. And that right now, I don't know if they really have. Giannis is the best player, but I don't think you can tell me that he's the best finisher.
Well, I kind of chuckled because you sent a text. What game was it? It was the Charlotte game, the second Charlotte game last weekend, Saturday night.
And he finished.
But he was at the end of regulation. No, he's not a finisher. But the thing I thought was, wasn't it like a week before against Indiana he nailed the shot to win the game? your memory is so short.
I'm going to ask you this right now, and you tell me the truth. Did you ever see Michael Jordan airball a 10-foot shot
win the game? I don't recall Michael
Did you
Jordan
ever see LeBron
that.
James? Did you ever see Kobe Bryant airball a 12-foot shot
feet? But the idea that he's simply not a finisher, I thought, again, right after the Indiana one where he just popped it from.
And he's missed free throws, and he can't. He's not the Damian Lillard.
Okay.
I know how you're putting it.
I do understand how you're putting it. So, yes, I understand that Lillard has that skill to get to the line. He's got more ways to, because with Giannis, it's almost like it's just he doesn't have more than one move at the end. It's
because if he gets fouled, it's not guaranteed.
All right, we'll have more coming up in 22 minutes here on WXCO. And welcome back. It is WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. Packers in Minnesota. We'll go back to last Sunday. Their season was they were facing the abyss, weren't they, in that fourth quarter? Because I'm going to say, you've been calling for LaFleur's head the previous 2 weeks.
Yes, you were.
Come on.
No. I don't call for anybody's head because. Well,
how would you put it then?
I would say he better start winning. Otherwise, he's going to have. And I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. So for him, if he doesn't make the playoffs, do you think he's going to be there?
Not sounding like you're, and you.
I'm a Packer fan.
No, the reason that I think that maybe that is happening is because both he and Gutekunst are going into their last season of their contract next year, and they have a new club president who has declined to extend at this point. It would be a very easy change. And if you don't make the playoffs, it makes it more difficult because you don't want him going into next year as a lame duck. I think Gutekunst is going to – I don't think they're going to move on from him. I think – what do you think?
I don't think they'll move on from him.
But I would not be surprised if they move on because, I mean, this policy, Ed Policy, I think it's human nature when you take that kind of big job to make a big decision like that.
Are you saying he's trying to make a name for himself?
No, I think you will come in there and put your – put your fingerprints on the operation.
I'm not disagreeing with you in that, but I think there is a sense of, hey, you know what? We went out and we got Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
We've put in a lot of money. We've talked about championships, so start doing it.
And the last 2 years they were a 7 seed. I think the playoffs began today. They'd be either a 6 or a 7. So, and I think somebody on one of the broadcasts said, well, that's not but the Green Bay Packers are trying to be right now. Every year being a 6 or a 7 seed, you know that's not good enough.
And everybody's like Atlanta. I think some a reporter in Atlanta, not a reporter, but a radio announcer was saying, "Hey, you know, if they get rid of LaFleur, you know, we'll take him in a heartbeat." It's kind of crazy how people just keep on getting. Like they just they're you want to talk about your I know you like nepotism
How much I do.
I know yeah, you do I but I to rebuild and say keep on doing this. He had Aaron Rodgers. They had Tampa Bay at home and they didn't get to the Super Bowl. They had San Francisco. They were number one seed when they lost on the field goal and they lost at home. They lost 2 games in the playoffs at home where they should have went to the Super Bowl. They had the best team. And can they get over the hump? And now they're kind of, you want to say it, they've regressed. They've regressed since then. If they don't make the playoffs, how are you saying they're getting better?
I never said they're getting better.
No, I'm asking you, though. I'm just asking better? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, and also, as you said, the Parsons deal is that you put a lot of future draft picks, and you're saying now is the time.
Yep.
Now is the time. You're exactly right. Let's talk about the Viking game, because I don't think this is a pushover game. Vikings have been struggling bad. But for Minnesota...
Way to go on the limb on that.
No, but Minnesota...
They lost to Carolina at home, and the Eagles are home, they lost to the Cleveland.
But the reason I say this is, for Minnesota, this is it. If they lose this week, they're done. I mean, it's going to be hard even if they win right now.
Yep.
But this is it. This is the game that they have to win. It proves again, though. It's like, if you're looking for that perfect quarterback, well, Darnold didn't play very well the last two games, and now they got a bum. I'm sorry. This McCarthy was overrated. I thought he was a product of Michigan, and he was never asked to be the guy at Michigan, and they're acting like this is the next coming. This guy is not going to be a great quarterback, and I'm willing to go on a limb on that.
Well, I mean, probably, because they do a pretty good job with quarterbacks at Minnesota. So
he's got talent, I tell you, boy.
Well, they went
Addison
down there.
and Jefferson. I mean, those are two top notch receivers. You can't make it happen with those guys.
And it looks like their line's going to be healthy this week.
And they've got a pretty good running game. I mean, he's got all the tools. I mean, there's no reason. And they've been scoring basically in the teens the last number of games. I mean, it's not been good.
The Bears, you said this week, was it? They had the Bears at home.
Yeah.
That was kind of a game that they probably are going to go back and say they needed. But in the NFL right now, anybody can beat anybody. That's where we're at. The two wins he has, he's 2-3 as a starting quarterback. Where are those two wins?
On the road.
On the road against the division opponents.
You're right.
So this is not going to be,
going for the sweep. The divisional sweep.
So, and you're saying that he's a dud. Well, if he goes and wins three games on the road in the division, you think he's a dud?
Well, we'll talk about that next week. But then again, by the time we get to next week, they'll play Detroit again, right? They have Detroit next week, right?
On Thanksgiving.
So the pretty significant 5 days, isn't it?
This is a must. This is a must game for them. I mean, for the Packers too. I think this is, you can't lose three games at home in a row.
If you lose to Minnesota, then what are your chances going on the road to Detroit?
What do you think?
Maybe better.
What do you think? Quick.
They'll beat Vikings. They'll lose to Detroit.
I think the Packers are going to win both.
Oh, what do you think?
I'm agreeing with Chad. Chad's guessing's been good lately.
And Badgers and Brett Bielema tomorrow. Big Brett.
I know you're cheering for Illinois, but I'm going to go on the limb here too. Badgers over your guy.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Come on, what are you going to say?
Illinois.
Yeah, I know. See, I told you.
Big Brett.
Sometimes you still get a little foggy in the head about guys.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23. It is Friday morning, November the 21st of 2025. Seeing clear skies to begin our Friday. There's plenty of sunshine out there. Temperature getting towards the freezing mark. Right now, fair skies, 29 degrees, and we expect a lot of sunshine today. Really nice fall day, 42 degrees. And then for the weekend, partly sunny tomorrow, high of 43, and even better on Sunday. If you have tickets to see the Packers and Minnesota at Lambeau Sunday, it will be a great day for football for this time of year. Mostly sunny skies and 49 degrees. So again, nice. A great weekend weather-wise. We're still waiting for that first significant snowfall.
Yeah.
Usually by this point we have something, but we haven't really had much of anything.
No, mostly frost. Haven't had like the big snow yet.
Have you? Actually, last night I did a Newman girls basketball game, and afterwards I stopped by the new Hy-Vee store. It used to be Crossroads County Market, but they were sold, and then they closed for a little bit, and they renovated. And for the first time, I went over and grabbed some stuff after the game before heading home from Hy-Vee, again, located on South 18th Avenue here in Wausau. But they just opened this week on Tuesday of this week, the first opening of the new store.
Nice.
And they had quite an event this week because they, like all supermarkets, are selling lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And on their first week, they sold a massive winning ticket. A lottery player from Wausau won $7.1 million.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this on Channel 7.
Yeah, so it's like a $7.1 million winning ticket.
Man.
Earlier this week, a Megabucks ticket.
That's huge.
Yeah, I know. It's like a massive, massive win. And it's the thing about it is not only is the guy that got the ticket a winner, the store that sells the ticket is a winner because Wisconsin Lottery gives what's called a retailer performance winning ticket incentive to the stores that sell the winning tickets with prizes over $599.
Oh.
The store gets 2% of the prize amount up to $100,000. So that's a terrific add-on for the Hy-Vee store. So
absolutely,
that gets them off to a really good start. And the jackpot of $7.1 million is the fourth largest Megabucks prize since 2017. So again, that was a massive, massive win for somebody here in Wausau.
Awesome.
I can't say, boy, I wish it was me, because I never buy those tickets. I never buy lottery tickets. Do you buy lottery tickets?
Me neither.
Yeah, I just, I guess, you know.
My parents have told me to spend my money wisely. if I tried to buy, like, a lottery tickets every week, my dad would definitely be disappointed in me.
Well,
I don't want that.
The person that bought the $7.1 million Megabucks ticket, I think, is probably saying, ha ha, talk about not being a wise purchase. That was a wise purchase, wasn't it?
Yeah. But you know what the chances of winning the lot?
Oh, very slim.
Tickets are? It's like one out of maybe, what was it, 650 million or something?
You're just making up numbers right now, though.
Well, I don't know. I just took a guess.
You're taking
I don't know.
So it's like, it is not.
It's very slim.
Yeah, it's a very slim.
I feel like that should be a number of the day.
There you
next
go.
Week. It's like,
maybe.
What are the odds of winning the jackpot on a lottery ticket?
There you go. Are you planning on doing any traveling for Thanksgiving next week?
No, I don't think we're doing much traveling. I know my brother and sister are coming up from Madison for Thanksgiving next week up to our house to spend Thanksgiving as a family. So they'll be doing a little bit of traveling, but no, I don't think I'll be doing a lot of traveling on that this coming holiday.
I ask because it is time for our number for the day quiz, and it involves holiday travel. The American Automobile Association, the AAA, has made a projection in terms of how many people will travel at least 50 miles from home for Thanksgiving this year.
Okay.
And most will travel by car. So, again, the number of people that will travel at least 50 miles from home for Thanksgiving this year. That's our number of the day. And your choices are...
Okay.
Your choices are 41.8 million people.
Okay.
61.8 million people. 81.8 million people. So 41, 61, 81.8 million. How many people will travel at least 50 miles from home for Thanksgiving this year, according to AAA? That's either through car or through airplane, whatever it may be. If they want to ride a bicycle more than 50 miles, that counts as well. So again,
okay,
you have to dig in because you're 1 for 4 so far this week.
Yep.
You need this one for a passing grade.
41.8, 61.8, or 81.8. How many people will travel more than 50 miles from home on Thanksgiving? Okay, I'm going to say final answer. I'm going with my instincts here. I'm going to say 61.8 million. So my final answer, I'm going with a 61.8 million.
You have this habit of just going with the middle number so often.
It's a bad habit, I know.
And it was a bad habit here today because it's 81.8 million people.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try again next week.
You win some, you lose some. That's how it works.
Have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody. Take care.
And we will be back Monday here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.